Track 13. 170 years of care. This year, the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is celebrating 170 years of caring for the county's young people. We take a look at its past, present and future.
Jenny Lind, the past. On the 3rd of April 1854, the first young patients were admitted to Norwich's new Children's Hospital. Only the second such facility in England, the first was Great Ormond Street Hospital, the 12-bed hospital in Pottergate was named after the opera singer Jenny Lind, who was a significant benefactor. Known as the Swedish Nightingale, Jenny's worldwide level of fame was comparable to that of Taylor Swift today. So beloved was she that Norwich ground to a standstill when she performed concerts in the city in 1847 and 1849, with crowds lining the streets, church bells ringing and gun salutes. Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital paediatric consultant surgeon Richard England is a keen Jenny Lind historian and is involved in a year-long programme of special events to mark the hospital's 170th anniversary. As soon as you go into the archives and start looking at letters that Jenny Lind wrote, you get drawn in. It's just such a fairy tale story, he says. She had quite a harsh, poor upbringing. Her mother was always trying to scrabble for money. Her grandmother picked up on her musical abilities, and just by chance she was heard singing and went off to a theatre school. She became famous across Europe, and when she came to England, what Richard describes as Jenny Mania ensued. I'm not exaggerating. She was bigger than the Beatles for her time, an age without social media and TV, says Richard. The whole of Norwich was looking out for her and cheering her on. Jenny was welcomed to the city by the Bishop Stanley and his family and stayed at the Bishop's Palace. She was very religious and wanted to use her musical gifts for the good of the people in a charitable nature. And that's what happened in Norwich, Richard explains. She sang three concerts and then she came back 2 years later and sang for charity, and that money, a lot of money, was raised. Then it just sat somewhere in the city vaults and no one knew what to do with it. Inspired by the newly opened Great Ormond Street Hospital, it was decided to use the money to open a specialist children's hospital in the city. It started with a small band of nurses and a matron and shared with a midwifery unit, says Richard. In its first year, it admitted 51 patients and treated 275 outpatients, and meticulously kept records to show that some pioneering and innovative work was carried out by the hospital surgeons, even including neurosurgery. From Pottergate, the hospital moved to Unthank Road. The Coleman family provided the land and helped to start the fund for the new hospital to be built. In 1975, the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital became part of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and then in 2001, the new Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital opened in Coney Lane. Researching Jenny's life and legacy has been fascinating for Richard. Having become a huge star in Europe, Jenny's fame spread across the Atlantic, where she performed concerts for P.T. Barnum. She appeared as a character in The Greatest Showman, but from his research, Richard feels that a certain amount of artistic license was taken there. I think she was a lot more modest and humble than that made her out to be, he says. A lot of her biographies say that she didn't like the limelight, but she felt the obligation to use her musical gifts for the good of the people. Most of the concerts she performed in America were for Barnum, but in between she would perform for charity, and America really remembers her fondly. There's lots of places named after her still. The City Archives hold a treasure trove of documents and letters relating to Jenny Lind's relationship with Norwich. She visited the city twice more, which was recorded in the hospital's visitors book, and successive generations of her family have contributed their support. At the Forum, they keep the actual concert programmes, and at Norfolk Record Office, you can hold letters that Jenny Lind wrote, which really touched me, says Richard. The year of celebrations to mark Jenny Lind Children's Hospital's 170th anniversary started in April with an orchestral gala at St Peter Mancroft Church, including an appearance by the Crown actress Emma Laird Craig, who is a direct descendant of Jenny Lind. The present. Based largely in the West Block of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the Jenny, as it's affectionately known, cares for premature babies of only 22 weeks gestation up to 16-year-olds. Services today include an emergency department, assessment unit and day ward, along with 33 paediatric inpatient beds on Buxton Ward, 12 neonatal intensive care, NICU beds, and thousands of outpatient appointments every year. And in January of this year, a new £8.6 million paediatric theatre complex opened. Orthopaedics nurse practitioner and longest serving member of staff, David Warmold, has worked at the Jenny for 32 years. A large part of his role involves ensuring that the young patients' hospital visits are as anxiety-free as possible. If their hospital admission is planned, we meet the families 2 to 6 weeks before they come in, explain what's going to happen, and give the children the opportunity to come around the ward, he says. When a child is admitted in an emergency, it's imperative to put parents at their ease and keep them fully informed. As soon as the parents are comfortable, the child is a lot more comfortable too, says David. They're also constantly working to make sure that the environment is as child-friendly as possible, which includes support from play specialists and visits from clown doctors and pet therapy dogs. It's a very special thing to be part of, he says. Behind the scenes, work is constantly going on to improve treatment and care for future patients. Last year, Jenny Lind Children's Hospital had 30 clinical research studies running, which were recruiting participants. Lead research nurse Louise Koch works alongside Amy Nichols, senior research nurse for the women's and children's team. Both of them describe the work as a huge privilege. Says Amy, without the studies that we're doing, we can't move forward. The care that we deliver to our premature and sick babies and our children and young people has changed considerably because of some of the research products that we've done personally and some of the research projects that other people have done in the past in other areas, in other parts of the world. The way in which we care in neonatal and paediatrics is delivered these days compared to when I started 30 years ago, completely differently. We're now accepting 22-week gestation babies, and that's because of all the advances that have come out of research that we've all done over the years. Just one of the projects that the hospital has taken part in is the Harmony study to develop a jab to reduce the number of babies admitted to hospital with respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. If adults catch RSV, they would just have a little cold, says Amy, but it can be life-changing for babies. We've just recruited 32 babies into the Harmony trial here at this site, and the results have been phenomenal in reducing the risk of hospitalisation. It's now in the hands of our government at the moment to roll it out as an immunisation public health project. We work very closely with our clinicians, and they're the ones that are coming up with the questions, says Louise. It's not just about waiting for the projects to come to us. We're asking what it is that they need answered to make their care better and improve the patient pathway. The future. The walls in the Office of Paediatric Consultant Surgeon and Chief of Service Priya Muthukumar in the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit are lined with countless cards from grateful families. Heartfelt thanks to the team for the life-saving work that they do, caring for tiny, vulnerable babies day in, day out. When children are not well, the whole family feels it. By treating one, you treat everyone else, and that's what made me do paediatrics. I started here as a consultant in 2010, so I've been here for 14 years, she says. Building on the success of the opening of the paediatric theatres earlier this year, there are a number of priorities that the Jenny wants to focus on in the next 5 years. Getting the footprint right, making sure that the children have a positive experience, creating a better outpatient service area, ensuring staff have the right skill mix, and creating more paediatric theatres. The main priority is a lack of space, says Priya. There's always been an increase in both the inpatient and outpatient referrals we're getting for children, so we need an expanded footprint within Jenny Lind. Though children are seen in the West Block of the hospital under the Jenny Lind banner, there are children who are seen all over the hospital, which is not ideal. We want to create one that is a vibrant environment for these children. So we are aiming to have a positive health centre outside the immediate Jenny Lind Acute Hospital. And we're also aiming to have a parental accommodation for the parents of babies who are in NICU and in Buxton Ward. What we've got at the moment is just not sufficient for our needs. With elective activity taking a back step during the pandemic, they're working along with National Targets and the Trust to reduce the waiting list. As Priya says, the workforce is our pillar stone. They're all very positive. They all have this can-do attitude. So another priority is to make sure that they have got enough restrooms. The space for them to work is conducive and we've got the right skill mix and that the children see the right people at the right time rather than being referred and re-referred. A strategic paper has been drafted and they're currently getting feedback from the Family Voices Partnership and the young patients themselves. They will then take it to the Hospital Management Board for approval and will be collaborating with charitable organisations to raise funds for some of the project. When the babies we have treated come back as toddlers, running around, you just think that there is still hope. And that's what we want to spread. That positivity and that hope for these parents, says Priya. Anyone who has a story to tell about their experiences with the Jenny is invited to get in touch. Please email jlchbirthday, that's with a capital B, at nnuh.nhs.uk. During the summer, Paul Dixon is running a series of Jenny Lind walking tours around Norwich. Visit pauldixontours.co.uk/Jenny-Lind-and-Norwich.